Do the damn thing.
Don't tell me what to do.
Come on now, use it. I want to hear this intro.
You're an asshole.
I know.
Hey guys, welcome back to the chat. And we're going to talk about Alice in Borderlands on this episode. And I know I've been gone, but, you know, I've been moving. So, we're back. I'm going to drag my husband into helping me once a week to do podcasts
for
right.
I didn't agree to once a week.
No. I asked. You agreed. So.
I don't want to call agreeing to that shit.
Did you not put a ring on my finger?
Oh, shit.
So, he's going to be helping me while I'm on the road with him. So, where do we start?
I don't know. Alice in Borderlands, epic fucking show.
Yeah, it's a really good show. If you guys have not watched it, it's on Netflix. It's 8 episodes. And
it wasn't very long, but it was so worth it.
Yeah, it's not long. It's a very short show, but that's like...
Do we have to do like a spoiler warning or some shit?
Yeah, I'll stop it and I'll put a ding before the spoilers happen.
Oh, you're gonna be busy with some of a gun, though.
No, I'm going to stop this and then I'm going to ding it and then I'm going to start it back over.
You're going to ding it?
Yeah, I ding stuff for spoilers.
Is that like a Pornhub thing?
No, it's not okay. A Pornhub thing. Why would you call it a Pornhub thing?
You said you're gonna ding it.
Ding it, like a ding. This is why I can't have you help me.
You're the one that told me to get on here.
Yeah, because you're right here. It's weird because I can't really do it any other time. Shut up.
You can't do it.
I will throw your switch at you. It's right here in my hand.
Doing it and doing it and doing it right.
Ow!
Stop throwing shit at me.
So, I'm gonna stop and I'm gonna give you guys right after now. Spoilers are gonna come, so if you don't want spoilers.
Only a lot of ads probably gonna come.
Shut up.
See, told you.
I'm going to put a ding here so you know that spoilers are coming. So if you don't want spoilers, here's spoiler free. It's a good show. Go watch it.
The way she described it to me was Alice in Wonderland meets Saul.
Yeah, if you like.
And that got me.
If you like stuff like that, then you'll like this show. If you like, it's very much a mental game because it's fun to try to figure out how people get out of the games, you'll like it. But past that, that's spoiler free. We're about to go into spoilers. So, let's start.
I cannot believe it literally dinged. That was so cute.
I told you I was going to put a ding in there. Like, people who watch, it's like, no, it's like the, you know, stereotypical, like, bell for class that you hear in anime?
Yeah.
It's that.
Oh, cool.
I like that one. So that's okay. The one I use.
Alice in Borderlands. Fucking amazing. Everybody in Tokyo is fucking disappeared.
Yeah, and then,
only a handful of people are left in all of Tokyo, and they're all stuck in this game. If you have a visa, and...
It only lasts, like, say, a day or two. It depends on how many days you went off of the cards.
You can either die in the games.
Or die in the world.
Or die in the world. If you run out of time on your visa, a laser comes down and shoots your ass and kills you. So you have to compete in the games to get more time on your visa. It is fucking amazing.
And if you cheat in the games, another laser will come down. The laser will come down and shoot you then, too.
Yeah, no cheating. Well, some of them games make you kill. Most of them games make you kill each other, or they'll kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really Saul-related.
Yeah.
That was an amazing show. Season 2 needs to hurry the fuck up.
It's not coming out till next year, though. Late this year, early next year. That's all we really know.
Oh, we did a spoiler thing, right? So I can talk freely now,
yeah,
right?
You can talk freely.
Oh, shit. There's no face cards until the next season. That's what I want. I finally want to see my Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
That bitch
the
is
whole
awesome.
Point of the show is everybody gets these cards, and there are a few people who are hunting the cards because they think if you get all the cards, obviously that's your ticket
game.
Out.
Yeah, that's how you get out.
But so far, we haven't seen any face cards in play. We won't see them until season 2.
Yes, and God, I want to see the Queen of Hearts. Queen of Hearts was hot, though.
Yeah, Queen of...
I caught that one. Told you. She was too hot and too crazy.
I thought Anne was hotter.
Which one was Anne?
The forensics chick.
No. Hell no.
Yes, she was.
No, she was
Why
not.
Do you like all the crazy ladies? Like,
because they're crazy.
Well, I like the smart one.
That adds to the appeal.
Look, you don't be
crazy. Crazy does not mean not smart. Generally, crazy means smart.
Yeah, but I like the
look at
she was
the Hatter.
Like,
the Hatter was awesome.
Don't bring the Hatter into this. Yes, the Hatter was hot. I'm not gonna lie.
And, okay, if we're doing on looks, it would be the Queen of Hearts, Cheshire Cat,
Cheshire.
That's what I said. The Cheshire Cat.
His name is Cheshire.
The Tranny, the caterpillar.
Kuina.
That's gotta be the caterpillar.
I think she is the caterpillar.
It's a stereotypical caterpillar to butterfly.
Yeah, her name's Kuina.
Yeah. Kuina.
Kuina.
She's a queen?
Yeah, she's a queen.
Cool. I'll take that. She's still hot.
I don't think she is an actual queen, but her name is Kuina.
I'm pretty sure she's not an actual tranny. I'm pretty sure they just did a chick actress, but she's still fucking
hot.
I don't know.
I'd have to look it up. I'm not sure.
She's kind of cool. Still does not change my opinion.
Usagi? You didn't like Usagi?
Usagi. The bunny.
She was cute.
I mean, I'd hit it, but she's so cliche. But the games, oh my god. And each suit determines what kind of game it is. Well, yeah. Do you remember which ones was which? The clubs was...
Clubs was, I think... Hearts was Deception.
Yep.
Clubs, I think,
I
was...
Diamonds was Deception. Because no, they got the seven.
Diamonds was a team game. No, Diamonds was a team game.
Yeah, that was right.
Hearts, the seven of hearts is what they had when he finally lost, what was his friend's name? They died in episode 3, so I don't remember.
Yeah, that was a good episode. That was a hell of a good, that was a depressing episode.
Yeah, I felt so
bad. I thought for sure there was going to be some loophole, something.
There are people who've tried to figure out how to win that one.
Nope.
So we'd have to, like, look at, like, there are YouTube videos where people saying how you can beat the Seven of Hearts game.
And I told you, get them all to look at each other. Get them all in a circle.
I don't know, we have to watch it.
It'll stick it on a loop.
We have to watch it and see what it is. But,
Or have them stare in front of a fucking mirror. Get the wolf, rip the thing off.
You can't rip it off.
Sure you can.
You can.
He was just using weak-ass tools. He didn't even reach for the bolt cutters.
But he's not strong.
So, there was four of them. They could have worked together. It was a team effort.
That wasn't a team game.
It was a team game.
No, it was a Hearts game.
But...
Hearts was,
And the games are demented.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they are.
I'm trying to think of the
other
ones, because I think Clubs is, Athletic, and then...
One was Athletic, one was Deception, one was Speed, and one was Psychological.
Yeah.
One was... Because the
Not
first
Speed.
One, the
one
first
was...
one they did was Psychological, and it was a Clubs, wasn't it? Or was it a Spades?
No, I think it was...
It was a Clubs.
It was a Spades.
You sure?
I'm not sure. I have to rewatch.
We have to rewatch that shit.
Yeah, we have to rewatch that show.
That show is good enough to watch 2-3 times. That show.
But it's the different types of games are team games, the Game of Hearts, which is a deception game.
There's teamwork, deception,
athletics. And
teamwork, deception, athletics,
and mental.
Psychological. Mental. Yeah, psychological.
So yeah, the first episode was pretty much running through doors, and then it kind of gets you hyped up for what could happen, but it was actually, like, the weakest game that they had the whole time.
Well, it could have been the hardest. The only reason it was weak was because he paid attention to the dynamics of the building.
No, I'm just saying, based off the scale.
That was what made it psychological.
But that, based off the scale, it was kind of weak, because it was just like you ran through the doors. He just had to pay attention to the floor plan.
But most people won't. They'll just walk into a game. And once you walk into a game, you cannot walk out.
You'll be killed.
Once you walk into it, if you try to walk out, you die.
Well, same thing with, like, Tag. Tag was kind of weak compared to the other games.
Tag was, oh god, that episode.
The only thing about that episode that I really loved was that we got introduced to Usagi and Cheshire and, what's the March Hare?
The March Hare? Started with a D, didn't it?
Was it D? I thought it was an A.
Maybe.
Like, literally.
Him and the Hatter story was...
Interesting.
That was hardcore.
But...
And the Hatter, I always loved the Mad Hatter and everything except for the Disney live action shit. But the Hatter, I loved the Hatter in this one, too. The Hatter was freaking...
Yeah. I like
Hatter. He was mad as a Hatter. Shit.
Yeah, he was crazy. Now, the only names that I have no problem remembering is because of superficial reasons. I remember Cheshire.
Because he's hot.
I remember Arisu.
Because he's okay. He was okay. The buff friend was the hotter one.
The what?
The buff friend was
what
the hotter
is his name?
One. See?
Nishijima.
Nishijima.
What
the hell did you call me?
No.
Hiroshima.
No, not Hiroshima.
I said Hiroshima.
Nijia.
Which one was that?
The one with the gun.
Nijia, the one with the gun. I remember...
The one with the piercings.
Oh, he was cool.
He was fine.
He was. I ain't lying. It's the long hair on an Asian. I don't know what it is.
And Last Boss.
Long-haired chicks and dudes in general was just...
And Last Boss. I remember Last Boss.
Last Boss was cool. Last Boss was cool as shit.
Yeah, he was. His
ass whooped.
Yeah, Queen of Peace. She beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, she did. That was a bad bitch.
That was a good fight. And considering in a show like this, I'm surprised they didn't have more straight hand, like, 1v1 fights. Like, we only got, like, two.
Because it's based... I know it's far-fetched to say, but it's based in realism. There was only two technical fighters. Well, actually, only one technical fighter. That's why she whooped his ass.
Yeah, but then, like, the one with Cheshire, all he really
When the March Hare one-punched that motherfucking tiger, that was badass.
Yeah, that was kind of hard.
Knocked the shit out of
a tiger. I'm really trying to remember his name. You have the phone. Look it up.
Okay, my bad. Damn.
I'm recording. I can't look it up.
Why not? That just seems like lazy recording.
No,
that's bad research.
How is that bad research?
Should have done it before you pressed record. Oh my god.
I don't want to hear nothing from you. All you do is get drunk and talk on yours.
Yep, pretty much. I ain't getting drunk on this one.
Yeah, because you ain't got nothing to drink.
Yeah, that's true too.
What, you want me to get your cheer wine?
I just even typed in Alice as Alice in Borderland March Hare.
Yeah, because that's what you look up.
Naragi?
Naragi? No.
It says the first one that says on Reddit, Naragi equals the March Hare.
No, he was the...
Insane Loud.
That was me messing up. His name is Naragi. That's the hot one with the gun.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's not the March Hare, though.
I know he ain't. The March Hare is the one in the... The former military dude.
Yeah, just look up the cast. That's all you have to do. Look up the cast. Do you not know how to look up people on dramas?
I know how to do my research.
I know how to do my research, too.
All right. Let's see what we get here. Baby, it's all in...
Let me see.
Hold on. I will find this.
Let me see.
I will find this.
You will not.
Probably not.
Let me see.
Kodai, nope. Kichi, nope.
Asagi,
nope.
Are you watching?
Shota, nope. No. Aguni, nope.
Mira, Aguni, that's it.
Aguni. Played by Sho Aoyagi.
Let me see.
Ready.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Aguni. He's the March Hare.
He was cool as shit.
He is hardcore.
He was the March Hare. I mean, he was the sensible one between him and the Hatter. That little story, though, was hardcore.
Yeah, I like their friendship.
Alice's story was hardcore.
I could leave Alice. But then again, I
feel like something else is going to come up with the White Rabbit.
Usagi?
Yeah, I feel like I feel like in the next season, her dad or something's going to pop off.
Like, why do I feel like we might see Alice's father or brother come later?
Dude, it'd be crazy as hell if her dad was, like, one of the cards.
Facebook. That'd be interesting.
That would be crazy as hell.
That'd be really cool.
I know I did. I looked up a little bit.
You got yourself spoilers?
Yeah, I got myself some spoilers. I was addicted to that show. That show is amazing. But, like, a lot of them, the face cards are going to try and cheat.
Yeah.
But there's two of them. I think it's two of the kings refused to cheat.
Well, I feel like it's a spade in the heart.
Oh, I know the story on what makes it. I'm not spoiling that. We'll do that when we do season two. Cause it's
oh, you're going to do season two with me?
I'll do season two with you because I'm damn sure going to watch it.
Yeah, he's going to do Penthouse with me too.
Still sounds like a porn.
It's not a porn and you've been watching it and you know it's not a porn.
Still sounds like one.
Yeah, but it's interesting. But that means you got to watch season one.
Baby, if you watched a K-drama called Playboy, do you think I wouldn't make the same joke? Come on now.
There's one.
Oh my god, seriously?
Yeah, it's about
this. There's a K-drama called Playboy and Penthouse?
Yeah.
That's too easy.
It's about a club.
I bet it is.
No, it's the club.
What was your favorite game in Borderlands?
My favorite game? I hate to say the last one, the Witch Hunt, was pretty good. But I also like the one with the light bulb. That was pretty interesting.
The Witch Hunt was good, but it was so predictable.
Yeah.
So fucking predictable. I will not spoil the games. That I won't spoil. But
you can.
That was so predictable.
I like the Witch Hunt.
How did nobody think that at the very
Because beginning? Nobody had the deal. No, we didn't know about the dealers. Yeah, I just spoiled it, but I don't care.
It doesn't matter. I mean, Oh my god.
Because they never bought that
up. I thought it at the very beginning that it was down to two options. It's either the first one to scream, they're not it, is always it. Mm-hmm. Or it's the obvious.
Well, I knew the answer because I actually knew that. Who was the one in that.
That was just mass genocide was what that game was.
Well, depends on, yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. I thought it was, I always considered it like punishment from the game masters for all of them hiding out in the beach.
I think my favorite was the, which one was it? The bus, one where they started on the bus.
Oh, yeah, that one was ran down funny.
The, where they ran down the tunnel. It and I kept how saying, comfortable they got.
Yeah, they just got accustomed to just doing it.
Just doing stuff without paying fucking attention.
Yeah, and it, well, I was the one who called that. I was like, do you think they should have stayed on the bus? And you were like...
that one was a good one. I like that one. His look.
When he figured it out.
When he figured it out. I was like...
When he saw the bus and he looked at it, he was like, son of a bitch. Yep.
That was gold.
I like that one. I liked the Seven of Hearts game. That was just emotional, though.
That was an emotional one, was what that was.
So that was what that, yeah.
That was pretty good. That was a pretty good show, I think. That attached.
To everybody.
To everybody in only like two or three episodes. Yeah. Because it's like the second or third fucking episode.
Yeah. Because I was
Hell, like, I think it might have been. It literally was the second or third episode.
It was third episode, because second episode was Tag.
Yeah, Tag was good. That was when I learned I liked Cheshire.
Well, he just got introduced.
I like Cheshire Cat most.
Well, when he showed up and he was just charging something, and you're just like, what is he doing? And it's the only space he could charge it because it was the only space with electricity.
The Hatter and the Cheshire Cat are always the ones that make the most sense to me in any Alice.
Yeah. Well, they're the maddest. Well, which is why they're the smartest people usually in Wonderland. They're the smartest one.
In the Land of the Blind, the one-eyed man is king. You don't have to be a little less crazy than the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. That's all you gotta be.
Nah. I don't think there was one I didn't like full. Like, even though the first one was my least favorite, I still liked it.
Who was your favorite character?
Cheshire.
I figure.
Him and Kuina.
I ain't gonna lie, Cheshire and Hatter were my favorite.
I like Hatter.
Who was your least favorite?
Odyssey.
Why does everybody always hate Alice?
Don't hate him. He's just...
No, I'm just saying in any rendition, everybody always hates Alice.
Because they're usually like the white bread character. They're your audience avatar, so there's not much to them other than... Because Alice, Adisu is a good guy. He's not a bad guy. He's smart. He's funny. He's nice.
He's supposedly the brains of that triad.
No, he's not. But let's
just... Between the three of them, yeah, he was the
of his friends. But then, like, he got with Cheshire, and Cheshire just outclassed him.
Yeah. Cheshire was...
So, it wasn't even like he was the smart one anymore, because you had Hatta, who was smart enough to figure stuff out.
Yep.
And you have An, who's way smarter than all of them. And you have Cheshire. So, he's not even the smartest. He's like...
Which one was On?
The forensics chick who was actually trying to figure out who was the witch during the witch hunt.
Oh, yeah.
And the one who helped him during the light bulb.
Well, I'm just saying it. The witch hunt thing, why not just throw that one on there first? You had nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. Nothing to lose. Literally nothing.
Yeah.
Should have been the first body on that fucking bonfire.
Because nobody thinks right. The problem with these games is you don't think rationally, especially somebody who you've been around. Because we don't know how long in that, because the time's different. People... were there longer than Adisu, even though Adisu was only there for like a couple of days before everything to him. We don't know how long everybody else was there. So you're around these girls for God knows how long, and then one of them gets killed, and then like the rest of them are like, shoot him. So then it's like panic. So nobody thinks rationally, and the only person who thought rationally was An and Cheshire. They're the only ones who thought rationally, and Kuina. Yeah. And that's the only reason Kuina thought rationally is because Cheshire pretty much kept her in check.
Well, yeah.
And that's because the two of them are just a ship. I swear I shipped the two of those.
I can say it, but not.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think Cheshire really.
I think he likes her as a friend in this situation. I don't think he's going to sit here and get him a girlfriend in Borderlands.
Cheshire is just like any rendition of the Cheshire Cat, and just same as the Hatter. He will use and utilize anyone and anything for his advantage. It has nothing to do with sexual appeal.
I don't think it's like a sexual. I don't foresee him like getting him a Borderlands girlfriend. I'm just saying, well, if
nobody's planning on being there forever.
But I'm just saying, if something were to peak up in season two, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I wouldn't either.
If he gets attached to her to a point.
She's basically his bodyguard. She's the brawn to his brain.
Yeah, that's which is kind of that's kind of funny because you don't see that. Because you don't see a lot of, trans characters in, a lot of Japanese media here.
Well, it wasn't forced. That's why that was.
That's why I liked her, yeah.
It wasn't rammed down your throat.
But, we didn't even know until it was the fight with the last boss.
I did. I looked that shit up real quick.
Well, yeah, I looked it up, too. I'm talking about if you were to watch it blind.
Yeah, watch it blind, you wouldn't know until the fight with the last boss. But...
Yeah, both of us, we'll go spoil ourselves. I'm like, okay, how does this end?
I had to know.
But, yeah, because I didn't, it was like, only 8 episodes. How are they going to do the whole thing and then get home by 8 episodes? Oh, there's a season 2.
When does season 2 come out? Have you found that out?
They are, I think they're going to start shooting in the summer, but it's going to be, late this year, early next year.
Oh, shit. So, I need to hurry the hell up, I guess.
Look, I'm waiting for The Crown, too.
The Crown
is good, and you got to admit it is good.
No, I don't.
Oh, you haven't really watched it? Watch it with me.
No, I haven't really watched it.
You need to watch it.
I work all week and try to rest all weekend.
Well, when you're laying here in bed, I will force you to watch it.
That sounds more like torture than relaxation.
But you like political dramas.
I'm busy trying to find the other. I don't know what your channel is like, so I ain't saying that.
No, I don't talk about me personally.
Okay, yeah, I spend my weekend trying to find the other. I thought we were still on my podcast.
No, we're
not. I thought I got...
Real personal.
Nah. You're all good.
Nah, you're good. If it slips, it slips. But...
Nah, that's good.
But...
Man, they could run a third season. I'd watch that shit like a junkie.
I don't
know. That shit was good.
I don't know. They might get a third season. Depends on how season 2 goes. Because it's...
Why aren't there any more shows like that? That was...
Alison Borderline? Sweet Home might be one you might like, but it's not a game-based show.
I like psychological shit.
Yeah, this one's like, they're stuck in this building and there's monsters outside and stuff like that, and they gotta figure out what's up.
What's the name of it?
Sweet Home. It's Korean, though.
It's sub?
Huh?
It's sub?
It's subbed.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, but it's horror. It's, that one's straight up horror, where Alice is more thriller, this is straight up horror.
I like horror. Sounds more like a Resident Evil thing.
Well, it's based off of a webtoon. Yeah, we're doing both now. It's based off of a webtoon where this boy, his family dies, and he has to sell the house because his inheritance wasn't enough to keep it. So he moves into, this apartment, and he's, a hikikomori. He just, lives in his house and plays video games all day.
Oh, cool.
And he hates other people.
Sounds like me.
So he gets his apartment, and, as he's staying there, he starts noticing, monsters walking around in the hallways at night, and he's, thinks he's, dreaming.
So it's Silent Hill?
No, because, the whole world is actually infected, and, the building has to go against and try to keep the monsters out to protect everybody else in the building. It's actually pretty interesting.
What else we got on Alice in Borderlands? Best game, favorite character. Did we do least favorite character?
Least favorite character? What's the name of the bitch?
Oh,
yeah,
you did Alice. You said your least favorite was Alice.
Yeah, I didn't like Alice.
The bitch friend.
Yeah. He was another one I didn't like.
He was redeeming at the last fucking minute.
Yeah. I hate when people do that.
It was completely boring, completely useless, completely trash until the last 5 minutes of his life.
Yeah, I hate when
people... Then it was cool.
I hate when... Yeah? You get dressed. Okay.
Baby needs to get dressed.
We'll be back. Alright, I'm back. No, I hate when they redeem somebody, last second.
As a cop-out.
It's they've been trashed this whole episode, but at the last minute they did something nice, so you gotta like them, and we're just like...
No, they still trash. Completely fucking useless. They should've just let the fucker die.
Yeah, he should've just, succumbed to the burns or something, because he couldn't even, really play... he had to play the game when he had to. He had no time
his
left.
Only two his only two personality things. One, he's a whiny little bitch. Dude, he got laid by the hot chick.
His mom was in a cult.
Nobody cares. It had zero relevance to the story or to his character.
Well, that was his character. He was religious.
He was trash.
Yeah, he was trash.
I got a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Yay, coffee. Okay.
Love you.
What else do we got?
You
can talk about the characters that were individually.
I'll wait on you. It's your podcast.
Huh?
So I'll wait on you. It's your podcast. I'm just along for the ride.
You what?
I'm just along for the ride. I got to figure out a YouTube video at some point.
We can do this for your YouTube. No. Anyway. Each character individually.
All right, let's break it down. Arisu is Alice. Cheshire is the Cheshire Cat. Hatter is the Hatter, obviously. The Goonie was...
March Hare.
March Hare. What's her name? Was the Kuina. Kuina was the Caterpillar. Crazy Bitch, Hot Crazy Bitch,
was the Queen of Hearts.
Was the Queen of Hearts.
And there's supposed to be a White Queen running around there. We don't know who she is yet.
Yeah, I don't know that one yet. And then, well, they're going to do somebody for all three faces. There's going to be a King, Queen, Jack.
Yeah.
That they've all got to be.
No, but like...
And from what I heard, they're battles.
Yeah. Oh, Usagi's the White Rabbit.
Yeah, Usagi's the White Rabbit. Every time I hear that, for some reason, I go to Ninja Turtles.
Why don't you go to Sailor Moon?
Usagi Ojimbo!
Why don't you go to Sailor Moon?
Because I read and watched a lot more Ninja Turtles than I did Sailor Moon. Mm-hmm. And when I watched Sailor Moon, it was dubbed, not subbed.
Yeah, but now the dub
calls so she was Serena.
Well, now the new dub, the Viz dub, is Usagi.
Been there, done that. Don't need to watch it again.
Yes, you do. We need to finish watching Crystal.
I'm not watching Sailor Moon Crystal Meth.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay, again, I did not agree to this.
You hear?
I sigh. Maybe I only get like 3 days off.
I know. But I think that's about everything, right?
I'm trying to think. The games are awesome, the characters are awesome.
The setting is really cool. I like the sets. I want to talk about that real quick. The different sets for the different games.
Okay.
Those were really interesting and varied. Like, for something stuck in Japan, the different settings are really cool.
I liked that the settings were very cheap.
Yeah.
The way they did them was very cheap. There was a tunnel, a building with repeating rooms.
Uh-huh.
The beach, which was just, they rented a hotel.
Yeah. Well, they might have built it.
One room for Usagi. Her little penthouse. What else was there?
It wasn't a penthouse, it was a warehouse.
The flower shop for the, what was it? Wolf and the Sheep game. What was that one?
They weren't in a flower shop. Another hotel. They were in Botanical Gardens.
And then another hotel for Tag.
They weren't in a hotel for Tag, they were in an apartment building.
What the fuck ever?
It's different settings.
It's the same thing as a hotel.
No, it's not.
If you walk outside that door and tell me what it looks like.
It looks like a hotel. Apartment buildings are different.
It's the same damn thing.
I'm just saying, for something in Japan, it was like really cool to see the different settings. We don't know how far they're going to go.
Well, I like that it was done cheap, but it looked really good.
Yeah.
Get dressed.
Did you get dressed?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Who's next?
Well, everybody's good.
That's where we gotta call it. Baby's back.
It's time for Nintendo. So
yeah, so we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.